We're in the wonderful psalm in the Bible, Psalm 119, right now in our Bible reading. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119, verses 33 through 48 is where we're going to be this morning. Wilmington's Bible Handbook says about this psalm, about these verses specifically, that if the psalmist could truly learn God's law and keep from desiring the worthless things of this life, then he would find delight, revival, and reassurance. And I thought, that's an interesting comment. As things are speeding up and things are happening in God's timing, we're feeling pressures from all sides right now. Sure. Something is happening. There's a change happening. Something's happening in the spirit. And the prophetic words that are coming, that we're seeing on the internet and on the television as we listen to what and have an ear to what God is doing, they're saying, get ready. Get ready, Christians. Those of you who are already Christians, get ready. Get stronger. Let the Spirit flow through you. Minister, because there's coming a time when we're going to be ministering much more than we are presently. So we need to prepare ourselves. And a part of that preparation is that we keep from desiring the worthless things of this life and instead fix our eyes on Jesus. And then Wilmington states in verses 41 through 48, he says there's liberty. The person who trusts in God's word will walk in freedom, fearing no one, and even speaking of his or her faith to kings. How beautiful. There's coming a time when there's no fear for us anymore. Because God, if we fix our eyes on him, if we center ourselves on him, then the fear leaves and our faith starts to grow and grow and grow and get big. And when our faith is big, we can't help but sharing it with kings, with anybody, with paupers, with kings, with the person on the street. Because we're full, get so full of Jesus. The Bible Knowledge Commentary states about this portion of Scripture, the psalmist declared his loyalty to the Word, which he observed with his whole heart. That's what we're striving for. That's where we're going. To observe his Word. To observe, well, who is his Word? What is his Word? Who is his Word? Jesus is his Word. So we want to strive with our whole hearts to be centered and fixed on Jesus. He prayed that the Lord would turn him away from covetousness and vanity. He desired God to confirm his ordinances to him. That's exactly what we want in our preparation, turning from the world, turning from vanity, turning from covetousness, and turning to Jesus and his word and what he's speaking to us today. God, we pray that there's a hunger in us for your word. If we pray for anything, if you want to pray for anything about your own spiritual walk with the Lord, pray that he make you hungry for his word and covetousness of his word, not the things of the earth, but we just covet the fact that his word is there and he's there for us and we want him living in us. Let's stand. I felt this portion of scripture was worthy of our saying together, reciting this portion together this morning. So let's stand and let's do it as we prepare our hearts for worship. God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay the course. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me my whole life long. Obedient response. Guide me down the road of your commandments. I love traveling this freeway. Give me a bent for your words of wisdom and not for piling up loot. Divert my eyes from toys and trinkets. Invigorate me on the pilgrim way. Affirm your promises to me. Promises made to all who fear you. Deflect the harsh words of my critics. But what you say is always so good. See how hungry I am for your counsel. Preserve my life through your righteous ways. Let your love, God, shape my life with salvation exactly as you promised. Then I'll be able to stand up to mockery because I trusted in your word. Don't ever deprive me of truth. Not ever. Your commandments are what I depend on. Oh, I'll guard with my life what you've revealed to me. Guard it now. Guard it ever. And I'll stride freely through wide open spaces as I look for your truth and your wisdom. Then I'll tell the world what I find. Speak out boldly in public, unembarrassed. I cherish your commandments. Amen. Oh, how I love them, relishing every fragment of your counsel. And we do, don't we?
Amen, we do.
Every single fragment
That's right.
of his counsel.